Welcome in, everybody. This is the Igloo Review on Rookery Radio, Real College Radio. The boys are back, and we're jerseyfied. I'm making up words. Yeah, for the first time, we're all in a jersey.
I like jerseyfied.
Me too.
Solid.
It's like
good.
It's like Justified, you know, Justin Timberlake's debut album, but not.
All right, show's over.
Thank you guys for listening. We'll be right back. But yeah, we get some good stuff on. I got a nice Pro Bowl jersey on.
Yeah, you're like the only person that has a Pro Bowl jersey.
Dude.
Like a legit one.
But like, James Harrison's my guy.
No, I know, but every Pro Bowl jersey I've ever seen has been counterfeit.
Yeah.
So it's nice to
no,
see.
No, it's real. This is
no,
like,
I know. I can tell. It's nice to see.
You got the stitching. Like, it's all
beautiful.
It's stitched on. It's not fake.
And it's properly stitched. It's nice to see a real Pro Bowl jersey.
You got a thread hanging off the two there.
It's an old jersey.
It's like seeing a unicorn.
It's from 2008. I have a little chili on my jersey, too. Every jersey I own has
chili on it.
Has chili on it. Because, like, it's football season, my dad makes chili, and at the time, I was, like, in middle school, and I bought this. It was huge on me, so I'm, like, I'm finally able to, like, fill it in. And I got jersey right on the Pro Bowl logo. Like, you can
see. Jersey
right
on the jersey.
I got chili right on the jersey. So it's,
no, you got chili on your chili. Come on now.
Yeah. Come on.
You got jersey on your chili.
It happens. So, and Brian's got a hockey jersey on.
I got the 1996 Phoenix Coyotes.
Yeah, you do.
Jersey on.
That's hard.
A beautiful throwback.
One of my favorite hockey jerseys.
Very, very
good. But one of our
choice.
Loyal fans on Twitter decided to cap you.
Oh, no, I got Ether.
And call you out on it.
Ether. Also, that person is also my father. So shout out, Dad.
Yeah, absolutely destroyed.
Got him good. So, like, explain, because, like, he got that. This disc kind of cut hard, and he doesn't even know how deep it runs.
Yeah, no. I mean, I think it's hilarious, but because I'm used to it at this point.
But the Danny DeVito gif coming back.
Yeah, hit me with the Danny DeVito.
What most people don't know is that Brian has a Danny DeVito tattoo.
I feel like most people know this by now.
My dad probably doesn't.
Well, no, he doesn't, but
he has a Danny DeVito.
Yeah, I feel like most people know this by now.
It's such a good story.
Because every time I go on a podcast related to the jam bar, I have to talk about it.
You have to talk about it. So, like, explain what happened, because this thing is not some small tattoo.
All right, so it's
massive.
It's a real big tattoo.
It's like the size of your hand.
Basically, you can go find it on the jam bar. It was in April of last year. I'm not going into the whole story. Basically,
win an award for this?
I won awards for it. Like, basically, I lost a bet, and you can go read the whole story for the whole thing.
Yeah, it's great.
Because we have, like, an hour show. I can't get into it.
No, there's so much sports to talk about.
A lot of sports.
A lot of content.
Nate and I have to discuss our trip to Iowa for the football game.
Yes.
All of that. Some crazy baseball that happened
last night. Baseball, the jersey I'm wearing today.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. We had to talk about Nate's jersey. But he's really conflicted right now. He has a Washington Nationals hat and a Texas Rangers baseball jersey.
See, okay.
And what's the hoodie you're wearing underneath?
Yeah,
it's literally World Series.
Oh, okay.
I guess that's all right.
But the hat matched the hoodie. I wasn't wearing the jersey all day. I just kind of put it on for the show. But the jersey is a Josh Hamilton Texas Rangers jersey. Josh Hamilton is hands down my all-time favorite baseball player. He wrote a book. It's called Beyond Belief. Great read. Definitely recommend you pick it up. And he talks about how, if you're not familiar with Josh Hamilton's story, his rise and fall from MLB. He was a number one overall draft pick, and in the minors he got hurt, got caught up in a couple bad things, got mixed into drugs, and he was banned from MLB, then made a comeback. And his cap back into, like, the absolute height was in the 2008 Home Run Derby, and he hit 28 home runs. It was a record at the time. And everyone knew who he was. And then he went on a tear when he went to the Rangers. He won an AL MVP, back-to-back World Series appearances. Unfortunately, they didn't win. And my parents got me that book for Christmas. And I sent the book to Josh Hamilton, care of the Texas Rangers. And he sent me back the book signed and a signed baseball card.
No way.
Awesome.
I didn't know that. That's awesome.
And so ever since reading his story, like, he became my favorite player. There was a lot of religious things involved with it.
Sure.
And so just from that little aspect of it, like, he was my favorite player. I actually have an Angels jersey of when he got signed to the Rangers as well. That's why my favorite number is now 32. Speaking of, you can follow me on Twitter or Instagram, Hawthorne_32.
Good plug.
But that's just the reason why behind this jersey is so special for me.
It's awesome.
I don't have a special reason.
Yeah,
for mine.
He just likes it.
I just think it looks cool.
I like the way it looks.
Yeah.
I used to have back in the day, back in high school. It's a little small for me now, but I might bust it out on the pod. A Michael Orr jersey.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Like a Baltimore Ravens
Baltimore
one?
Baltimore Ravens, no Michael Orr jersey.
That's
yeah,
a deep
I might,
cut.
I might bust it out. And obviously the reason for that is Blindside.
Yeah.
But all the jerseys I have really hold some significance towards me, except for the John Stockton one because it just looked really cool.
Yeah, those jerseys are one of my all-time favorites. Yeah.
But
the,
I have...
The Mountains. It's a good one.
I want to get one of those, too.
So, there we go. There's our jersey talk. I appreciate everybody finally...
Rocking the jersey.
That's right. I can bring in my Broncos Jerry Rice one day.
What?
Ooh.
What?
The deepest cut jersey I own.
If the Yankees win a World Series, I'm getting a World Series Gleyber Torres Yankees jersey.
I don't know who that is. So.
Me neither.
Do you want to perfect segue into baseball? Do you want to talk about that first and then go into everything else?
Yeah, we'll talk baseball real quick, and then we'll jump into the trip, and then, you know, why should football, NFL football picks. How's that sound?
That is absolutely perfect for me.
Sounds great. Okay, so baseball last night.
Wild, wild, wild night.
It's just stupid.
F in the chat for the Dodgers.
Oh,
and
salute.
Hold on. You're talking about the Dodgers. I'm talking about the fact that the St. Louis Cardinals put
punked.
Up a 10 spot. A 10 spot in a playoff game
in
the first inning.
Ten runs.
How do you get 10 pieced in the first inning?
You're garbage. The pitcher.
Quickly enough.
The pitcher for the Braves, Foltanowicz, I don't know his first name. I think it's Mike. But
I don't think he does it anymore either.
He only pitched a third of an inning. He only got one out. They had, in that first inning, they had two bases loaded walks, a couple doubles, two of them being two runs on back-to-back. And it's just like, what?
Do they just cancel the game at that point? Like, we're just going to go to five innings.
Mercy
and then...
And so when you think of, if you think about it logistically,
man.
As a baseball person, like, yeah, you're down. But if they can do it, can the other
team. Oh, yeah. So in baseball, you can easily string a bunch of runs together. Because
not
like,
necessarily easily.
Well, I mean, like.
It can happen.
No, you
compared
just
to
hit
other
ball,
sports.
It's pretty easy. You just
hit
the ball,
put
get
the ball
on base,
and back,
you, mm-hmm.
and you just go on, yeah.
But it's just, I can't believe that that, I can't believe that happened. I'm at work watching this, and I'm like, oh, snap, they scored three runs already? That's wild. Oh, snap, they scored seven runs already? That's wild. They getting double digits already? That's wild.
Yeah, I thought the game was over, and Nate texted me. He's like, oh, yeah, I just want to let you know that.
I said, hey, the Cardinals put up a 10 spot in the first inning, and Brent sends me back, what?
Yeah, no, I thought that was the final.
I
saw 10-0.
They ended
up winning
13-1. They weren't done scoring runs. They were like, nah, we're gonna make it worse.
And then to touch on the Dodgers.
Just
wow, Clayton Kershaw.
He's one of the greatest pitchers of all time.
Regular season pitchers of all time.
Duty when it matters.
Absolute cheeks in the postseason.
It's bad.
Unfortunately. And it's just one of those things where you hate to see it because he is so good.
Yeah.
He is predominantly a Cy Young candidate, no matter what. And for him to pitch so poorly in the postseason is garbage. Plus, Walker Buehler had an incredible game. Like, off the top of my head, I think his stats were like he went 6 2/3 innings. He had a handful of strikeouts. A couple hits, nothing crazy.
Yeah.
But the game actually went into extras. And then I don't remember offhand his name, but he hit a grand slam in the top of the 10th for the Nationals to beat the Dodgers, who was – From the jump, from out of the gate, first game of the season, they're going to be a World Series contending team.
Oh, for sure. That hurt my ears.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I apologize about that.
That was obnoxiously aggressive. Loud.
But, yeah, I can't imagine the feeling of being on a team like that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. But, I mean, like I said, the Yankees, they're sitting pretty right now. I am making a bold comment, a bold prediction. If the Rays win tonight, because the Rays-Astros series has gone to five games.
Mm-hmm.
If the Rays win tonight, the Yankees will win the World Series. Because
no,
there's no way the Rays are going to stop
think it's
them.
That
no,
bold.
No. Yeah, I don't think it's that
there's
bold.
No way, there's no way the Nationals or the Cardinals are going to stop them. So, I mean, I still think it's probably going to be a six-game series between if it's the Rays-Yankees, it's going to be a six-game series. If it's the Yankees-Astros, it's going to be a seven-game series. And that's going to be a tight series.
Yeah, I think it'd be interesting to see the Nationals go to the World Series just for the simple fact that they don't have
screw Bryce Harper.
Yeah, exactly. Just
exactly
that.
just to spite him.
Just for that.
But that's my baseball of the week. And then Brent and I, our picks.
Nathaniel Hawthorne's recap of the week.
Baseball.
Yeah, baseball.
So yeah, like Nate was trying to get segue into before I interrupted him. The two of us went to Iowa.
Ow.
Over the weekend.
How was
that? I was weird, dude.
It was
No, I've been to Iowa before.
It was a weird trip. It was
like,
a weird trip.
I mean, driving to and from, it wasn't that bad. We didn't get lost once. Yeah. I mean, granted, we were on Interstate 80 for the entire trip.
Oh, yeah.
But once we got into Iowa, got to our first hotel, we kind of got, you know, a couple problems here and there. Yeah. The person behind the counter didn't really know what he was doing. Please do not come on the pod.
Yeah,
come on the pod.
He's not invited.
Please come on the pod.
He's not invited.
I want to talk to him.
He's not invited to defend his dignity. He's like, yeah, your car's not going through. I'm like, excuse me? What do you mean my car's not going through? He's like, it's just not going through. I'm like, it's the same card I used to reserve the place.
Coming from the guy who said moments before, yeah, this thing never works. They need to get a new one.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, it's not working.
I'm picturing that like Zach Galifianakis from The Hangover, like all the numbers floating in front of
him.
But this dude had no idea what was going on. Yeah. So we rolled out, went to another hotel, and they were able to hook us
right
up.
Away.
We got a room right away, and it ended up being not a bad hotel. The breakfast wasn't terrible.
No, it was tolerable.
A couple waffles here and there.
Nothing better than a good hotel breakfast.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I had like at least. And the two nights we stayed there, I had at least 6 bowls of Frosted Flakes.
And then 1 bowl of Raisin Bran.
Yeah, elite level cereal, Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, I switched the Raisin Bran as a wild card, and it was a mistake.
I like Raisin Bran. I don't have a problem with it.
It was a huge mistake.
But other than that, like...
The trip was awesome.
It was fun. We got to see a couple cool things. One of them, on the way down, we stopped in South Bend to check out Notre Dame. That was cool. The coolest part about the whole thing... Brent can attest to this as well, is as we're walking through, we hear a couple, "Go Gwynns," and then we stop by. They have a DeBartolo Hall there as well.
Yeah.
And then we run into people. We're probably a good 75 feet from these people.
Yeah.
I can't really see them all that well. And I'm like, do they have YSU stuff on?
Yeah.
And then we're walking up, and they're wearing YSU track gear. The track team was down. The cross-country team was down there.
They're in town for a meet.
And so we ran into
them. The meet finished earlier, so if funny enough, Nate and I were deciding if we should skip our TV class to get in the road early. If we would have done so, we would have been there just in time to watch their meet happen.
And you guys could have done coverage on it.
Exactly.
Could have.
Exactly.
But it was
two birds with one stone on the road trip.
There we go.
It was weird. Like, when we were walking towards that DeBartolo Hall they had down there, those people said, "Go Gwynns," and we were like, we just stopped. We were like, what? And they were like, "Oh, we're from the Youngstown area. We're from Boardman." I was like, no way. That's cool. And then so we ran into the track guys, and then we walk around the stadium a little bit more to like the main entrance, like the main Notre Dame, University of Notre Dame logo.
The Newt Rockne
and
gate entrance, yeah.
There were these people in there for a private tour who were from the Youngstown area. And so we were like, this, it all comes full
like
circle.
Inside the football stadium. Like, we're like, can we get in with you guys? Can we please tour this?
They only had one extra ticket.
And they already gave it away to somebody else. But I was like, dang. We almost got inside the stadium. So.
You're buzzing.
My phone's over here.
The speaker's buzzing. Just turn the speaker off. It's fine. These speakers, I feel like it's a running gag on the show.
Yeah, the buzzing speaker. It's the same one every time, too.
It really is.
Moving back to the whole Notre Dame thing.
The station manager for rookie really needs to step it up.
Yeah, Brent.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Notre Dame was cool. It was cool to see everything. It was huge. I couldn't imagine going to school there. But I digress. And then, so we went for the actual game. The Unidome is weird.
It reminds me of a helicarrier.
It reminds me of Cavelli Center.
No, it doesn't.
Not at all. To me, it does.
It's a cinder block with a dome on top,
inside of the stadium.
It's indoor? Shut
up. Inside the stadium, in my opinion, it reminded me a lot of Cavelli or some kind of like indoor basketball arena because of how on top of the field the fans were. There was very little sideline room. And the fans were just right there.
To explain how close they were, so the sideline actually extended under the stands.
Mm-hmm.
That's how close they were. They were literally
on top of him.
On top of
you. So basically, it was an indoor high school stadium.
Essentially,
yeah.
It was very weird. It was odd. The press box didn't have any glass windows or anything, so you heard
everything.
It was a big crowd.
It was a concrete circle.
I like that setup.
It was loud to say the least. And then, unfortunately, YSU ended up not winning. And there were some things going into the final couple minutes of the game where there were a couple defensive pass interferences. Nathan Mays unfortunately went down with an injury. We wish him a speedy recovery.
Yeah, on the way of the game, trying to YSU making the comeback, there was just an extreme amount of ups and downs. So towards the last 3 minutes of the game, U and I turns the ball over, positive for YSU. YSU has the ball. Throws a pass deep, dropped in the end zone.
Unfortunately. And I talked to someone close to Ryan, and she said that he is just devastated. Like, he watched, he's probably, she said that he watched, has probably watched the play 1,000 times. Just thinking about, like, what he should have done in different. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, like, that happened, and then Bo got hit with a with an unsportsmanlike conduct.
Yeah, so, like, yeah, like, the drops the touchdown pat, the touchdown catch, then pass interference. On the, well, yeah,
and Nathan, then the ball got turned over. Nathan Mays gets hurt. Very, very questionable
pass defensive
pass interference.
And then another one, and then Bo gets
and then
Bo off.
Gets hit with that penalty. And I, unfortunately, have to interview this man after the game. I asked him a solid 44 questions for 45 seconds, and it was the longest hour of my life. I was going down waiting for Bo to come out, waiting for Trevor to grab these guys. I'm talking to Brent, and, like, he sees me physically,
I'm
like,
he looks
nervous.
So nervous.
Well, I mean, it's like when you get in trouble as a kid, and your mom's like, oh, just wait till your dad gets home.
Yeah.
It's and you
almost
know
identical
gonna,
to
you
that.
You know you're going
to
get it.
Almost
that's
identical to that.
That's
like,
exactly
I was,
what it is.
But I feel like when once he saw that it was just me, he was more, like, willing to ask. And if you listen back to the interview, because I just recorded it on my phone.
Yeah.
If you listen back to it, like, he sounds like we're just talking right now, like, calm, nothing crazy, but he had this look on his face where I thought that if I asked the wrong question, he was either, one, not going to answer it, or two, snap at me. And so I was very hesitant to ask certain questions. So I asked him 4 questions. Talk about the team's performance. What did you tell the team at halftime? Because after the second half, they get the ball, and they score first drive. Okay, good start. Yep. And then I asked him if he knew anything about Nathan Mays and if he would talk about his performance, because before that game, he's throwing great. I think he threw for a total of 200-plus yards. I think he only had a couple incompletions.
One of his best performances at YSU.
Yeah. Pound for pound, yes.
Yeah, pound
I agree.
For pound.
Yeah. But back to the glare with Bo Pelini. Like, the way he talks, it doesn't sound like he's too angry. But his eyes, if you ask the wrong question, you feel like he could turn into Superman and just melt you with, like, mm-hmm. his laser vision.
Yeah.
Like, that's how intense his stare is.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in the
he's
eyes.
He's such an intense dude.
Yeah.
But I've seen him outside of it because he's a member of the country club I work at. And seeing him in that setting as opposed to a football setting, he's the nicest guy.
Oh, he's such a nice guy.
Absolutely. Like, I agree with you 100%. He is the nicest individual. But when it comes to football, he cares about these kids so much.
Yep.
It's his job. So he has to have, you know, some kind of emotion towards it, or else, one, he wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
So, like, I understand and I appreciated where he was going with, but then I spoke with him, and so, like, I was calmed down a little bit. Like, it wasn't that I was nervous. It's just you could hear it in my voice that I just wanted to get through these questions as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
And a big thank you to him for, you know, giving me what he gave me with circumstances.
Yeah.
But and then
yeah,
I spoke to
you're doing your job and he's doing his job.
Then
that's
I spoke to
what
a couple.
All
and
what
he,
all comes
he,
down to.
He understands that he's been around.
He's been doing it long
he's
enough.
He's been around the sport long enough mm-hmm. to know.
And I just, you know, it's crazy the difference between weeks. Not this most recent game, but the game against Robert Morris. He's in the post game press conference, cracking jokes, smiling, laughing, things like that. And I was like, oh, I could get used to this. And
yeah,
then
it's the side of Bo that the reporters really aren't seeing. The reporters really don't see very often. Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's a shame that YSU didn't win, but they didn't play well.
Yeah.
Unfortunate to say about your own school.
Oh, no.
They didn't play well enough to win. And that's something that Bo had said, and that's something the players I interviewed after him as well had said.
Yeah.
And it's just, I hate, you hate to see it, and I hate saying that you hate to see it, but.
Well, yeah, because it always sounds sarcastic.
Unfortunately, you do hate to see it because if Ryan Emmons catches that ball, regardless of where he is, he's either in the end zone or a yard short, and then they'll punch it in overtime.
Yeah.
And then anything can happen. And unfortunately, it just didn't happen. And so this week coming up, the homecoming game, I expect everyone to be there.
Of course.
This is going to be a tough game for YSU.
Yeah.
Oh, this is by far their toughest game so far this season. It probably will be their toughest game of the season.
Yeah, South Dakota State's a great squad.
Ranked number 3.
Yeah,
it's going to be a tough game. And if Brent and I had this conversation last week and then on the car ride to and from, if they would have won the UNI game, the season would have been validated.
No, absolutely.
That they're not just beating up on non-conference teams. If they would have won, it would have been, you know, Yeah, they're good.
This is the toughest conference in the FCS. Yeah.
And then the rankings show that, because like the fact that they lost to a team that was only ranked maybe a few spots above them, why she only dropped two pegs, which isn't bad.
No, not bad at all.
So you know if they would have won that game, they would have probably been top 10, realistically.
Maybe not top 10.
They would have probably been top 15.
Yeah, top 15 for sure. Guaranteed.
Yeah. But I mean... It's just a big game because like we were discussing, if YSU doesn't turn the ball over, runs the ball, that's it. Because the defense did their job.
There's a trend I've been noticing recently, in the start of the season, the first two or three games, they interchanged running backs religiously.
Yeah.
Christian Turner started it off, pounded it up the middle, you know, kind of wore the defense down a little bit. Then Joe Alessi comes in, breaks a tackle or breaks a 10 to 12 yard run, you know, demoralizes the defense a little bit. Then Braxton Chapman comes in and he runs the ball for an 85 yard touchdown,
yeah,
untouched up the middle. Yeah. They haven't given Braxton Chapman any touch. They didn't give him any touches. I think maybe one last game. Yeah. So that's an interesting thing to see. What has happened.
It's like the way our running backs are used. It's like a boxer with his punches. There's a couple jabs, and then they put in one of the long distance runners, and they run for, like you said, like an 85 yard touchdown. Just they're just not using their punches the right way.
And their defensive, as we spoke about last week, their offensive output is solid. They have a very solid core group of runners, not just running back, because Nathan Mays, before he got hurt, he's an athletic quarterback. He's
very
athletic quarterback. A big dude, and he can bust a 15 yard run like it's nothing.
Yep.
And now with Craycraft probably. More than likely being named starter.
Yeah, Craig Kraft more than likely will start this week. Which means
we don't know.
Their offensive game plan.
Day-to-day.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. But realistically, I saw...
Craig Kraft is the option.
Yeah, which I saw when I was down in the field. I saw that play happen. And as soon as I saw Mays get bent up, like I grabbed my own leg. It looked bad.
And it's crazy the difference in perspective, because Brent saw it from the sideline. I saw it up in the press box where I thought Bo was yelling because it was a missed, you know, face mask, because it looked like he got his clock cleaned. And so I didn't realize his knee was messed up until Brent had said something, and then waiting down for the conference between myself and Bo, I saw Nathan come in and he was being helped with a couple people, and you know, he's visibly upset because he said it feels like it's 500 pounds. Mm. So
that's not a good
indicator.
I'm extremely surprised that they said day-to-day.
Yeah,
He's a tough kid.
Yeah, that's his official designation.
It looked like an ACL thing. Like, it really looked that bad. Like, his one leg went one direction, the other part of his leg went the other direction, and got bent up. I'm like, yeah, there's no way this guy's putting weight in his leg. Yeah. He tore something.
And it's unfortunate to see something happen like that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And
especially with the season he's having, and he's been on this team forever and finally has a chance to go out and like start for the team.
And be that leader that everyone knows
absolutely.
He is.
He's the guy.
Even
the
last year,
side.
he was the guy.
Craycraft, if he's named the starter for this week, he needs to step up and take on that role against probably the toughest game they're going to play all season, as you've said, Brian.
Until North Dakota State comes to town, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was the actual in-game Iowa part of the trip. And then on the way home, kind of lighter, we went to the Field of Dreams movie set. Those of you that are familiar, Kevin Costner, solid film, probably one of the greatest baseball movies ever. Hey, Dad, Do You Want to Have a Catch? Makes me, you know, tear up every time. But that was cool. Brent, unfortunately, hasn't seen the movie.
I still haven't seen the movie.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
I hate both of you guys. I'm a baseball guy. This hurts.
Neither one of us are baseball people, though.
Okay, yeah. To make you hate me just as much, I've never seen the Mighty Ducks.
I haven't seen it either.
I've seen the Mighty
Ducks. You're a hockey guy, my guy.
I am. I watch the sport, not movies.
All right, fair. But, yeah, Field of Dreams, like, it was cool. Brent, from an outsider's perspective, what did you think?
It was cool. Like, seeing the cornfields, like, as, like, basically the home run line, which is pretty cool. That's about it. I mean, I wish we could, like, went inside the house, but we were on a time crunch. We couldn't go on the tour. But it was cool to see that, like, they had people there playing on the field. So it's not just like a thing that's in the middle of Iowa. So people actually use it. Mm-hmm. So there's the older people playing the over 60 league or however old they were.
Brent, what did I say to you several times about that, them having a game right there?
Nate's like, I just want to go in. He's like,
I just wanted a bat.
Just give me a couple bats. Come on. Just give me a bat.
Just give me an at bat. Let me put one in the corn and we'll call it a day. But one of the coolest things. So as we spoke about last week, and I found out who the Yankees are going to be playing is the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah, for the series, yeah.
In the series that they're building at the set, at the new stadium that they're building right next to the original set, we were able to kind of see, like, the groundwork of it. So they had this one set of bleachers down the third baseline, kind of more towards into left field. We set up at the very top, got a nice panoramic picture, and I looked, I was like, Brent, look, that's where they're building the stadium. That's where they're building the new field. And so you can kind of see a little bit of the groundwork, provided that's actually what we saw and it wasn't like some kind of like cropping thing.
That's definitely what it is, because it's what's for next year, right? Yeah, they would start.
I believe it's next year.
They would be doing the construction right now for that. And I don't think it's going to be the craziest looking stadium. I think it's going to be super laid back, kind of like
super plain.
As it should be.
Hey, it should be. Like you said, like it should be in homage of the stadium that's right next door. Like they shouldn't be doing it like. It's the most innovative football, innovative baseball field ever.
It shouldn't be like Jerry World in Dallas.
Yeah, absolutely not. It's nothing like that.
Super cool to see. Like, being a baseball fan, being someone who's seen this movie countless times,
yeah.
Seeing it, it was the coolest thing I think I've ever been a part of, and I say that objectively. But it was interesting to see because I just loved every second of it.
Yeah.
Seeing the house, seeing the field itself was super cool. They had a little gift shop that was kind of cool. The stuff there was too expensive.
I got something. It was a little expensive. I got a shirt.
I was going to say, you mean like when we went down to Cincinnati?
Cincinnati was dumb. Cincinnati was stupid.
We stopped at the Reds, Great American Ballpark.
Yeah,
stopped,
I'm jealous.
Yeah, we stopped there and went into the gift shop.
Oh, yeah, baseball stuff is crazy so expensive. I could have told you that.
It was like some generic-looking red shirt. I was like, I'll get this.
It was probably 30, New Era or Majestic.
No, it wasn't even that. No,
really?
I don't think so.
I don't even think it was branded.
Wow. I don't think it was branded.
It had the C on it, and it was like $35. I'm like, no, thanks.
Anything through any kind of pro like team shop like that,
it's always expensive.
That's expensive.
That's why you go to Fanatics.
That's right.
But, yeah,
Fanatics.
Field of Dreams was cool. Iowa trip, you know.
It was worth it. It was good.
For sure.
Maybe we can, hopefully we'll be able to go on some other trips, but fly next time. That's the goal.
Like, the farthest I'm willing to drive is, like, Illinois. Like, in traffic.
Well, Indiana.
We didn't really run into much traffic.
No.
A couple spots here and there. When we hit closer to Chicago, we hit, like, have you ever driven in Pittsburgh, Brian?
No.
Okay. Well, if you're in Pittsburgh, like, the speed limit there is, like, 60, and so you need to go 70 to be comfortable. Well, in and around Chicago area, speed limit was 70, and I was going 83, and I was still getting passed by people. It was, yeah.
I'm good.
It was cool to drive in. I mean, we didn't really see anything. So now that it has passed, I haven't really seen many police officers. We didn't see really many state troopers until we hit Ohio.
Hmm.
So it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
It was enjoyable, to say the least.
It was a good time. I really enjoyed the trip. We have to do more trips coming up soon.
Hopefully with the whole squad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen. Guys.
I know.
I work like 5 or 6 days a week.
I know. You work for like 3 different newspapers, man. You're a busy guy.
I am.
I get it. I don't hold it against you.
Basketball is going to be where I really...
Yeah, you'll be at everything. Yeah.
We're for sure going to the Louisville game, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dope.
It's like one of the few games that I can...
No, yeah. I'm clearing my schedule for that one.
Yeah.
I will make sure I am clear for that. I just need a date. I'm pretty sure it's set. I just need to find it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's end of like the middle of November, right?
Something like that.
Like I feel like it's the 17th. Don't quote me on it, but I think
I'm quoting.
Yeah,
you on
no.
It.
I don't know.
I think if it's November 16th, I'm coming after your neck.
Are you guys ready to do some football picks? We'll talk some NFL before we get into it first.
Yeah.
So that Steelers game and Browns game.
Wow.
Pittsburgh
Steelers game hurt.
Yeah, that one hurt.
We were actually listening to it on the way back.
Hold on. Let me talk a little bit today.
I'm sorry. I just...
You're really excited. I understand. You're like a kid in a candy shop today. Yeah, he's the new host. Listen, I'm the power chair. I just want a little talk.
I apologize.
It's fine. The same chairs. I know. You're excited.
We all have the same chairs.
I'm glad you're excited. But the Steelers game, you win the toss in overtime, and then you defer? It's like, nah, I go on defense first. That's a great decision. It's an amazing decision.
They really trust their defense.
It's a good defense, but come on.
Do they think that the overtime rules would fully transition to college level?
I don't know. It hurt though. It really did hurt. And like Nate and I were listening to the radio broadcast, and then the broadcaster's like, "And he missed it. No, it went in." That was
the look on Brett's face when that happened was priceless.
It hurt.
It made the loss more enjoyable.
No.
No?
No, it hurt more. Because I'm like, listen, already in my head, I'm like, it's Justin Tucker. He's putting this bad boy in regardless.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that he goes, he missed it. I was like, Justin Tucker missed it. And then he actually made it. I'm like, oh, come on, man.
And I was waiting for a jinx because I'm pretty sure the announcer said something like, what did they say, Brent?
He said something about how he hasn't missed from
perfect
like
or something.
He hasn't missed from like 35 out or something stupid like that. I was so ready for him. Like, and there's the jinx. There we go. He's missing this one.
Nope.
And then the Browns looked awful.
They pooped the bed.
Really, really bad.
Like, yeah.
Worse than I've seen.
Like, wet.
They look like the old Browns with that one. They look like – that looks like something the Browns would normally do.
Let's be fair. That's a good 49ers team.
It's a really good 49ers team.
Yeah.
Really good.
Credit where credit's due. Let's not act like it was just the Browns pooping the bed. The 49ers are a really good
team. The Niners are who we thought they were. And the Browns let them off the hook.
Yeah. The Browns let them off the hook. And we still don't know what the Browns are yet. It's kind of interesting how
– they're a team. Are they a team with no quarterback?
No. Shut up.
Are they a team – are they a
bad
team –
bad take.
A team with no coaching.
That's more fair.
Because, like, they have...
They're a team with god-awful play calling.
Yeah, nobody's open. Pittsburgh had the same issue for a while there. They just couldn't get any guys open.
They have awful play calling. Baker's in a sophomore slump. He's not whatever the posts have been saying on Twitter. Not Tim Tebow without Jesus.
I saw that. That was funny.
Yeah.
That made me chuckle.
It made me chuckle, too. But, no, dumb take.
Baker Mayfield is Tim Tebow without Jesus.
Yeah.
Woo.
He's in a sophomore slump. He's going to be fine.
As a Tebow fan, I'm offended.
No, come on now. I was a Broncos fan. I watched that play happen.
So.
I have a question.
What's up?
To pose to you two. What do you think about the whole handshake gate?
Oh, Sherman made it up.
Yeah, he totally made it up.
I love Sherm, but he made it up. I don't know why.
Probably
but,
just to get in, you know, his teammates' heads and be like, this guy's a jerk, blah, 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 you know. That's all it is.
Yeah. And Sherman's a showman.
I didn't realize what had happened until I saw stuff on Twitter. And, you know, looking back on the video of it, it looked like Sherman didn't want any part of it as opposed to Baker.
Yeah. Richard Sherman's always, he plays like he's his own mental mind games with himself.
Yeah.
Like, the whole Michael Crabtree thing when he went off on like a Fox Sports, like when he went in the playoffs, he was like, "That's what you get. We put a sorry wide receiver like Crabtree on me."
And to be fair,
Crabtree is a sorry wide
receiver. Crabtree is a sorry wide receiver,
but like he always does that. He always goes in his own head and hypes himself up. That's just how he does it. He's always kind of been that way.
And I mean, if that's what you need to do to be a top notch, like he's a top caliber defensive back.
Yeah, it's like his form of self motivation. Mm-hmm.
No, I love Sherm, but he was a fool.
A little out of pocket for that guy?
Yeah, real out of pocket.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So, there we go. That is our little quick little... Is there anything we could talk
about? Oh, no, Denver won.
Denver,
they beat the Chargers in Los Angeles, even though it was a Broncos home game.
Yeah.
Because the Chargers have no fans.
like you said last week, it was a home game.
Joe Flacco, MVP. Super Bowl MVP.
Elite quarterback.
Elite quarterback.
Oh goodness!
Statistically, I think it's still statistically his best season.
Were there any games that surprised you this week?
Denver.
Really, Denver?
No, seriously, I thought they would get like.
How about the Colts and the Chiefs?
It worked. I picked the Chiefs, and they lose.
Yeah, that's how it works. So
Mahomes got exposed.
Didn't he get hurt though?
Yeah, he got bumped around a good amount.
He's been getting banged
game.
Up almost every game.
Yeah. Well, this line's not very good.
No.
Because
I have Mahomes on my fantasy, and they said there's a little Q next to him.
Yeah, he's got a lot of ankle problems this week. But a quickly recap of what happened last week, picking-wise, all three of us, for some reason, like the second half of like the schedule here, we all pick like the same teams, which I'm not okay with this. We need some diversity here. But we all went on the Browns. Browns lost. We all went with the Chiefs. The Chiefs lost. We all went with the Packers, except for Nate. Nate actually went with... what am I trying to do? Nate was wrong. He picked the Cowboys, but the Packers won.
You never picked really, Dak Prescott.
I did really, really bad.
Yeah, he did bad.
You never picked Dak Prescott.
Your record actually got worse. You went 6-9. I apologize.
Nice.
Oh, you said I was. You said I was 7-8.
I hate you. Why'd you giggle?
It just gave me a chuckle.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Ah, juveniles.
You're supposed to ignore me.
So
I can't help it when you say whenever funny stuff happens, like, I can't help but giggle.
We all picked the Texans. Texans won big over the Falcons. Falcons are not who we thought they were. They are a terrible team.
I kind of thought they were going to be bad.
They're pretty bad. We all picked the Jaguars. Jaguars lost to the Panthers. Christian McCaffrey. MVP.
The absolute god. He ate and ate and
MVP
ate.
Of the league.
I'm for it.
Me too. I'm so okay with that. So okay.
I'm going to have to rock my McCaffrey jersey again next week.
You got to.
You can't repeat jerseys.
You can repeat.
When you have plenty of them,
okay,
at least.
Listen.
That's fair.
Yeah, fair.
You're going to see this Hamilton jersey a time or two.
I need to diversify my jersey closet.
It's a big word.
SAT word.
Diversify.
I got to diversify. That's something George Bush would say.
No, it was
we're going to find her.
Wu-Tang Financial. From Chappelle Show.
Yeah. So there we go. Brian won the week, like always. Can we all collect boo?
Boo.
Because I'm the king.
Yeah, Brian went 9-6. I went 8-7. Nate went 6-9.
Nice.
Oh, goodness. So we're going to make picks for this week coming up.
Why? I'm just going
to
win.
If I had to have a losing record, I'm glad
it
was 6-9.
I won last week. I don't know why you're like on your high horse.
Oh, because it's fun.
Do you remember like 2 weeks ago when we had Colin on the show and Brian tried to take credit for it?
Yeah.
And then I would have taken the Panthers.
I would have, so it still counts.
It's not how this works, Brian.
I'm in studio. I can actually claim it now.
Yeah, you're actually here.
I'm not just calling in from my house.
I'm happy you showed up for work today.
Yeah.
It's about time.
So
T-Bell and all.
Yeah.
First game of today.
Nice potato.
First game of the week. We have the Giants and Patriots. Our Thursday night matchup of the week.
That's an easy one.
Yeah.
Everybody's consensus and going with the Giants?
Almost had me there. No, if the Giants didn't have like their entire roster out.
Ooh, there is something I want to talk about with the Giants. And that's Saquon Barkley.
All right.
What about him?
Is he still out for 6 to 8 weeks or whatever the time frame was? Or is he back this week?
He's going
to
be back before
people
thought
he
would be.
He's going to be back next week, I believe.
You think?
I think so. I know he's out this week. I thought I had heard he'd be back next week.
Because I saw him doing like his pregame stretches and stuff, and it doesn't look like he got hurt.
No, I think it's precautionary. They're keeping him out this week.
Which is smart.
Yeah, well, I mean, they know they suck. They know they're playing the Patriots. Why ruin your franchise tailback for a meaningless game?
Yeah.
Very true.
I mean, seriously, you're putting – this is a really hot take. You all ready for this one? This Patriots defense is looking like the 85 Bears out there. They are
I have
unreal.
Them on fantasy, so I can attest to that.
They are unreal.
Yeah, I feel like this is the first time the Patriots have had a really good defense.
They've always had above average.
Yeah, they've always had a good defense.
Yeah, because it's Belichick. This is what he does.
Yeah. But this was like the first year they've had a
really
good defense.
Really talented defense. In fact, the spread on this game is actually like the biggest spread against the Giants ever. The spread is negative. The spread is 17.
Okay, so Pats by 17 is the spread.
That's the spread.
Yikes. Really, that's the biggest against the Giants.
Yeah. Huh. We got to think, most NFL games aren't that big of blowouts typically.
No.
The 31-3 blowout of the Browns, we're like, oh, wow, That's an insane blowout, but
that's
not
a shocker.
I think the Giants keep it within.
Within?
Yeah, I'll say that.
But okay, I got you.
Pats win, but
yes,
yeah. So, Giants keep it within 17.
I got you. Yeah.
Who knows? We could all be wrong, and the Patriots win by 45.
True.
Yeah. So, but yeah, we're all going with the Patriots on that one. The another London game, back to back weeks. The Bears and Raiders were in London last week. Which Nate and I were discussing.
I don't even think I knew that.
Neither did we. We're like, yeah, Khalil Mack's coming back to Oakland. No, he wasn't. So, yeah, we have the Panthers and Buccaneers in London. No home field advantage. Who you guys got?
Panthers.
Yeah.
Panthers?
Yep.
Yeah, I'll go Panthers. Christian McCaffrey. I don't think the Bucs really have a good defense anyways.
No.
So, yeah, he's gonna
Chris Godwin is popping off as a solid wide receiver.
Jameis already had his good game where he went off.
He's always good for one or two.
That's what
season.
I mean. He's good for a game every once in a while. This is coming from, I love Jameis as a player, but oof.
Yeah, so the next game we have is Seahawks at the Browns.
Seahawks.
I think it'll be a sneaky close game, but yeah, I'm going to roll with the Hawks on this one too.
Hawks.
Unless they decide to hand the ball off to Nick Chubb, but I doubt that's going to happen. So,
do you think if they lose this game, Kitchens is in hot water?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Listen, they fired the wrong coach. Greg Williams should be the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. Kitchens didn't have like the resume to even be like doing something like
I agree with the Kitchens hire.
No, I strongly disagree.
I don't think he's doing a good enough job right now. But also, it's been what, 5 games?
Yeah.
I don't think you fire him. But
I mean, he's definitely in the hot seat.
Yeah. But I don't even know if he should be, because do we really want to go back to the same thing with the Browns of hiring and firing coaches?
Why change? Why change? So the next game we have Texans-Chiefs. Got the Chiefs. Nah, yeah, I guess I go with that. I'm not too hard on that one.
I'm taking the Texans.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Give me a reason why.
Their defense.
Yeah.
I think J.J. Watt's going to... I think he's going to put up some numbers.
Just like we were discussing how the Chiefs' line is not very good.
Mm-hmm.
Defense is the outcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a bad reason, but I'm still going to go with the Chiefs if Mahomes is okay. Big caveat, because like we were also discussing,
yeah.
Who knows about him. Here's a really, really good team.
Who did Brent take? Who did Brian take?
Texans.
Yeah, he went Texans. You also went Texans. I'm going Chiefs.
Which means the Chiefs are going to win.
Probably.
Yeah.
So I have Redskins and at Miami Dolphins. Who's going to get their first win of the year?
Miami.
Who cares?
I'm rolling with Miami.
No, I'm going to take Miami, too.
As also another...
Do you want to stop taking my picks, guy?
No.
You think Miami's going to win?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, give me Miami on this one.
At home?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's fate that they're going to win this one.
I think they go 1-15, they win this one.
But I guess I'll go Dolphins. I really want the Dolphins to go
Washington
winless.
Sucks so hard.
I really want the Dolphins to go winless, though.
I want to see. I want to see.
No, I'll roll with the Dolphins because the Redskins just fired their head coach. Gruden's gone.
Well,
Gruden,
really a big loss.
But still, they don't have leadership anymore. Who's going to be calling the shots? It's going to be the team's going to be in shambles this week.
Bill Callahan.
Nah,
he took the Raiders to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
with Rich Gannon.
So next game we have Eagles Vikings. I'm taking the Dolphins just to clarify. But
you're taking the Dolphins in the Eagles Vikings game?
Yeah, exactly. Eagles Vikings. Who you guys got?
I'm
gonna take Vikes.
I'm taking the Eagles.
I'm gonna go with the Eagles too. I like their team. I like the team. Saints and Jaguars. Saints.
Ooh.
Saints, baby.
Battle of the two best quarterbacks of all time. Man, tragic.
I'm definitely going Saints.
No, I'm also going Saints.
Yeah. Saints, they're a good squad. They're really good.
Yeah.
I don't think the Jaguars defense can hang with Teddy Bridgewater. Bengals and the Ravens in Baltimore.
Ravens.
Ravens.
Ravens by 35.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be bad. That's going to be bad.
What's the spread on that one?
11 points, I was just about to say. Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Listen, I think it's the second biggest gap of the week, actually. So, yeah, that's what I got here.
Yeah.
We have the Niners at the Rams.
That's going to be a good game.
That's going to be a very good game.
The Battle of Cali.
I'm taking the 49ers.
In the Coliseum. So it's
in the Coliseum?
So it's a home game for the Niners.
Give me the Rams in this one.
See, I'm kind of going back and forth between the two.
No, I am too.
I'm going
Because I
I'm
feel like
Niners.
a lot of the off-field drama with Richard Sherman may play a factor, but I still think that they were going to pull it out.
Yeah.
Sherman thrives in pressure. I'm going Niners. Then we have the Battle of the Birds, another one, with the Falcons and the Cardinals in Arizona. Also, the Who Cares game.
I was
going to
say the other Who Cares game, Cardinals.
Yeah, Cardinals.
I'm taking the Falcons.
Kyler Murray shows why he was taken number one overall.
I'm taking the Falcons. I think they get a win on this one, even though the team's playing like crap. They're playing also another crappy team, so I think they're going to win it. The Titans and the Broncos.
Titans. Yeah, Titans.
Yeah, I have to go Titans. I'm rolling with this team. They're a good team. I like the Titans a lot. The Cowboys and the Jets in New Jersey.
So we have a third Who Cares game of the week.
Cowboys.
This is not as bad, but it's still kind of like
no,
Who Cares.
Jets.
I'm rolling with the Cowboys.
I'm going to be so mad if Fox puts this Cowboys-Jets game on over the Niners-Rams game. If I have to freaking watch.
They will.
I know they will. And I hope it doesn't happen.
Because this is the Cowboys.
I know. I swear, I'm going to write a complaint to my governor about having to watch the Cowboys and the Jets if I can't watch the Niners
governor.
And Rams.
I don't think the governor's
going to
help.
I'm going to write to my congressman. He'll care about it.
All right, dude, go off.
And then we have a Sunday night football game, the Steelers and the Chargers. Also a home game for the Steelers because it's in L.A.
The Steelers fan in me wants to take the Steelers, but the logistics, like, they're garbage. They don't have a good quarterback starting off.
Yeah, I feel like the Chargers are, like, Keenan Allen's going to play mad after getting owned by Chris Harris.
I'm taking the Chargers.
Yeah, Chargers.
I'm conflicted. The spread is 6.5.
Dude, Keenan Allen is so mad that he got owned by Chris Harris. 4 catches, 18 yards, and he's like, oh yeah, Chris Harris can't hold my jock strap. He's going to come out mad. He's going to come out so mad.
Dang it, yeah. Chargers win this one. And then the Monday night game no one cares about. So Lions, Packers, everybody.
Oh, that's actually not too bad.
Go Pack, go.
Hopefully it's better than the Browns, Niners.
This is going to be Aaron Rodgers' game. He's gonna pop off.
Give me the Lions.
He always goes off against the Lions.
Give me the Lions. Upset.
You think so? In Green Bay?
There's no
way. Stranger things have happened.
Yeah, and I'm going Packers, dude. There's no way.
I think Aaron Rodgers goes off, but just falls short.
Who'd you go with, Nate?
I went Packers.
Man.
Yeah, I'll be bold.
Monday night games suck, dude.
That's not a bad one, though.
Listen, we say that
the history behind it makes it better than a lot of the Sunday night games.
Get that crap out of here. Nobody cares about the history. Listen, it is the 100th. It's the 100th anniversary of the NFL. What have they done to celebrate that? It's
traditional.
Nothing.
You know, they haven't done any, like, throwbacks.
That's what I'm saying.
I thought they'd unveil, like, throwbacks.
The Bears did a throwback. That's the only one I can...
chef kiss on those Bears
throwbacks.
They were good.
They were good. But, like, listen, there was the only one I can think of in my brain about... they haven't done anything with it. Nothing. They better have something big for the Super Bowl. That's all I'm saying. It's 100 years, guys.
Yeah, they have...
I think the Pro Bowl, all those things are going to be...
Nobody cares about the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, they have Fergie. Fergie's the 100th anniversary.
For the Super Bowl, doing the halftime show?
I think so.
No, it's Shakira and J-Lo.
Bro, it's so bad.
I don't know why I thought it was Fergie, but...
I don't even want to... I'm so mad you guys brought up the freaking halftime show. I'm about to...
Maroon 5.
I'm so ready to rage.
Again?
I'm so ready to rage.
Hey, the Travis Scott SpongeBob intro was pretty hot.
Only if they would have followed through.
Only because
there
was fire on the television screen. That was the only reason it was hot.
It would have been hot if
that was a bad joke.
If they followed through with
it. It was a bad halftime show. There hasn't been a good halftime show since Prince, everybody.
There hasn't been a good halftime
show
since Nipplegate.
Bruno Mars.
So,
Bruno Mars made Super Bowl 48 watchable.
Yeah, but also, the Red Hot Chili Peppers were the worst part of that. And they were a major part of it.
All right, so show's over. I'm going to go beat Brent up.
Why?
Red Hot Chili Peppers slander.
Yeah, they're not a good band.
Not on my podcast.
They're not a good band.
Not on my podcast.
What are you, a middle schooler with, like, father
Probably.
Issues?
Probably. I just got owned by someone's father, so.
That's where
he didn't specify. It's not, I don't have issues with my father.
And everything gets...
Issues with mine.
Yeah. And it all comes full circle. I think that's a great way to end the show. On the dot.
Wow.
Wow. All right. Thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate it. Oh, goodness.
Shout out, Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out. Thanks for wrecking me, giving us good content. Come on the pod.
All right. Everybody, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. We'll catch you next week. And don't forget, journalism matters and go sports!